It's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, live from Stratford on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Only because they are so busy, they're constantly in the news for all good reasons, not just here in Connecticut, but across the country. I didn't know if we'd get Sikorsky back, but we did have a good time last year. Audrey Brady is here, Vice President of Operations at Sikorsky. How are you?
Fantastic. You know, I am so thrilled to be back. And if you came to see me at Sikorsky, you would see my mug proudly displayed on my desk.
Audrey, really. Stop it. Stop flirting with me. Audrey, really, that's so
yes,
nice.
It's so meaningful to me. So thank you for inviting me back.
Absolutely. I love Sikorsky. I think I told you like a million years ago, my uncle used to work for Sikorsky. Yes. It's also just, I think, one of Connecticut's claims to fame. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about, first of all, how you got connected and your success story with Sikorsky, because I think that's a really special story.
Well, honestly, I grew up in Connecticut, and I have always wanted to be part, you know, of aviation. And what's great is that I went to Trinity College, right in you know, Connecticut here, and then, you know, found my way, started my career actually at Pratt & Whitney, part of, you know, the family at the time, and made my way to Sikorsky and haven't looked back. But I've had opportunities to move all over the country for Lockheed Martin, and just recently being asked back, I was so absolutely thrilled. I'm like, now I'm back home.
Oh, and honestly, like I said, Sikorsky, I think when you think about Connecticut, it is probably one of the top, I think, names that you're going to think about when you think about our state. It's been a wild year for you guys. Lot has happened.
It really has.
How's it been? Yes.
Yes. And, you know, for us, I mean, you know how meaningful it is for Sikorsky. Igor Sikorsky's legacy is saving lives. So, I mean, recently in the news, there have been so many. So, I mean, I would love to share just how important it is for
Please.
Us. I mean, I think I told you last time that everybody at Sikorsky, you know, engineers, you know, the whole entire team, our local 1150, just so proud of what we do. Every single person's heart and soul get delivered in those helicopters. So when we see, like recently in the news, right, you know, all of the rescues that we have had, so important. So a couple that meaningful that we want to share, of course, Operations Epic Fury, right?
Again, have to. Totally.
Honestly, you know, you see the F-15 down, you know, pilot rescued by our combat rescue helicopter built right here in Stratford, right? And then 2 days later, the weapons officer being rescued by that same aircraft. But talking about that aircraft being able to bring them home safe, it was so meaningful for us.
Like, oh, I'm honestly. Sure. No, I'm. Yeah. That's what I mean. It must be such a surreal moment, especially because it feels, as a local, like this is home to us. But then to know you have not just a national but a global, like, I think, impact. Mm-hmm. That's got to be so wild. Like,
absolutely.
You must have pinch me moments all the time.
All the time. And, you know, for us too, again, to hear what the aircraft had to go through in order to be able to make those rescues and to know that it performed when it was needed the most and to bring back those folks safe. I mean, it's just so meaningful for us.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, I mean, really another, you know, great opportunity for us. So you saw OTTERMIS too, right?
Yes,
again, make national history. So we worked with NASA. Of course, the MH-60S Seahawk. I'm actually wearing
Air Force here. You're so on brand.
But so proud of this this helicopter. So, you know, not only did that aircraft, you know, pick up our astronauts, which are so important, but we actually had new technology on that aircraft that we work with NASA on, the Starlink GPS, so that we knew exactly where that capsule was going to be when it landed,
cool.
So we could be right there at that moment taking the astronauts back to the ship.
That's amazing. And of course, I don't have it off the top of my head, Audrey, but I know just from a news standpoint, in the last year, you guys have landed at least one, if not two, major contracts as well.
Yes.
Sikorsky's really, I mean, when I say you've been in the news for all good reasons, that's not an exaggeration. I mean, you guys have landed some major contracts in the last year.
Absolutely. So one I want to talk about is the 53K, right?
Yep.
So our heavy lift helicopter, you know, $11 billion contract. So
it's huge.
Upwards of 99 aircraft, right? Built right here in Stratford, Connecticut. So again, very important to us. And then of course our Black Hawk modernization effort, right?
Yes.
So that
that's the one I was thinking of.
Yes.
That's
that
the one I was thinking of. I think I reached out to your team and it was like, we'll talk about it at Diner Tour. I'm like, yeah. Perfect. We'll talk about all the things at Diner Tour. But that was the one that I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, to think about going back to what you had said with Igor Sikorsky and his legacy and what his mission was with Sikorsky, the fact that it is still so relevant and it still is being, you know, like, again, a top place to go to in order to make sure our military is safe and that we are making sure we're creating the best aircraft. I mean, that's unbelievable that you guys stay top game. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And what's important, too, is, you know, making sure that we have that technology so that we can bring everybody home safe every single time.
How has Sikorsky been? I feel like you guys get mentioned a lot as far as we're trying to bring the next generation into engineering, manufacturing, all of that. And Sikorsky is, again, like gold star, I would imagine. And so how have you guys been bringing in young talent and having them be part of this legacy, too?
Absolutely. Of course, I love this season because it is the summer season and we have a lot of interns. And we have interns across the board. One program that I'd love to talk about. So we have the Career Pathways, and that's, you know, really a partnership with our local 1150. And it's so great because the program starts when you're a junior, the summer of, you know, between your junior and senior year. And they have 8 weeks, and we have great mentors, and they work on the floor, and they see, you know, is this, you know, something that I want to do? And then when they graduate, then they get another 8 weeks. And then they're like, okay, once they do really well there, then they can actually be hired full time. So, I mean, what's great about that program, and we have so many, and you know, we have such great shiny eyes. It's fantastic to watch. And a lot of the mentors that we have were graduates at that program. But it does That's a couple so cool. things. You know, it shows them, you know, hey, this is what you can do after you graduate from high school. And then some like say, you know, maybe this isn't, you know, for me and I, you know, can maybe take a different path. But a lot of, you know, success stories we have, you know, in the 90% to come back, which is just awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. For families, especially if they want to get their kids involved either with internship opportunities or they want to see, you know, them, you know, even just kind of dip their toe into manufacturing, all of that, what would you suggest they do? Is that something that they could find on Sikorsky's website? Is it best to
Most
connect
definitely.
With you?
I mean, you can certainly connect with me at any time. You know, lmcareers.com, you know, has this, but our local 1150 also is, you know, in great partnerships with our local tech schools. So it is a great connection there. We get a lot of resumes to be able to be part of
I'm
that.
Sure.
So very competitive, and it is awesome, the selection process, because we get the best of the best.
Yeah. Well, you are the best of the best, Audrey, and I'm so glad you could come back on Diner Tour. It is so special to be able to connect with Sikorsky and to again just kind of shine a light on the amazing work that you guys keep doing, not just here but across the globe. So thank you.
Oh, our pleasure.
Truly.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, thank you and your entire team at Sikorsky for what you all do, and I'm so glad that we could highlight it here on
WICC.
Thank
you. I'm still waiting for you to come and visit.
I know. Really. I dropped the ball. It's me. No. I'm the problem. It's me, because you're right. I was supposed to come for D. We were supposed to do a tour. We totally messed that up. So honestly, as soon as we go into the commercial break, we're gonna fix that.
All right.
I'm gonna put something on the calendar. It's gonna be amazing. Audrey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.